because it has to do with part B. Well, it is important to know that the sin of adultery did not have anything to do with the manner of divorce under the Jewish law. It had absolutely nothing to do with it. And that it was punishable by stoning to death. There was no trial. There was no situation that it could be forgiven. And when Jesus stooped down to write in the sand, this woman was brought to him, and I pointed out that what happened, you draw your own conclusions, that he wrote in the sand, and I'm sure they looked to see what he was writing. And I'm pretty sure he wrote it in Aramaic. They all understood Aramaic. And I suspect, I don't know, but I believe he just said, "Where's the man?" Because this was something that was punishable by death. I mean, you didn't have a trial. And they brought this woman to him, and she was taken in the very act of adultery with a man she wasn't married to. And so I can't prove it, but I have a strong suspicion that he asked that question because there wasn't any question about what to do with her. They didn't have to take a trial. All they had to do was stone her. And so whenever they said, "Who is without sin among you?" they were all men. "Let him who is without you, that is without sin," and they were all branding her, "cast the first stone." They knew he knew the law of Moses. And you ever notice what he did when he refuted with them? By his conduct, he made it very clear that he did. He asked, you know, "Where's the man?" And it says they all left one by one, from the oldest to the youngest. I think that it's very important to recognize that the sin of adultery did not have anything to do with the manner of divorce under the Jewish law, in that it was punishable by stoning to death. That's not something I deducted myself. That's something that they believed. So I didn't have to go into a great deal of study on this to be confident that what I'm telling you is the truth. Now in Revelation 2:22, he said, "If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, and they shall both, then both of them die. Both of them die. Both the man that lay with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel." They knew that commandment. Both the man that lay with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel. Leviticus 20:10. "And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall be put to death." So these were pretty definite things that they just did. They didn't have to have a jeweler, judge or jewelry. They didn't have to get a search warrant. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And he answered and said unto them, "Have ye not read that which made them at the beginning, made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife. That's exactly what Robert did. That's exactly what Leonard's wife did. That's exactly what Robert's wife did. And that's exactly what my wife did, and Michael's wife. So, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And that was the sin. They say unto him, why did Moses command to give a writing of divorcement to put her away? Why did God do that? He saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away doeth commit adultery. His disciples said unto him, but if the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. And he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs, because there are some eunuchs which were born that way from their mother's womb. And he didn't say they were homosexuals. I've known quite a few men in my lifetime that were just old bachelors. They weren't gay bachelors. They were just old men. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. The king had a habit of, many of the kings had a habit of cutting off their privates so they couldn't mess around with their harem. And there were eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. That's quite a sacrifice. And Paul said it is better to marry than to burn. One day, I can't think of his name. I really liked the old man. Very wise man. Had doctor's degrees up his left sleeve. We were in class and he kept mentioning the place about where Paul said it is better to marry than to burn. And he kept saying over and over again, he carried on for about 15 minutes, that the Christians believe that if you don't marry, you go to hell. And so they marry. And finally, I told him, I said, that doesn't have anything to do with marriage. I said, that's burning with passion. I said, some men are born with practically little feeling toward women. Oh, they have some feeling, but it's practically zero. Yet they're not gay. And some men, they marry because man, and some of them, they got to do something because inside they just burn with a desire for being near a woman. It's just different. And women don't understand that. Most women don't understand that. And so Imogene, she never did understand that. And I'm not putting her down. But I finally just quit talking to her about it because I was hers and nobody was supposed to mess with me. And I had better not mess with any other woman or she would leave me. And I can tell from Imogene's voice and her tone, she meant every word of it. And I knew she loved me, but I thought, good Lord, if she loves me that much, I can't do it. And in Vietnam, I had the biggest battle of my life. So I'm one of those that's different. I'm not different. That's just the way it was. But I'm telling you this because some men just don't have that much desire for women. He says, if this be the case with his wife, it is not good to marry. But Paul said it was better to marry than to burn. And he's talking about passionately burning. I'm telling you some things that probably you may not want me to tell you. I didn't know until after Dad ran off. He came home for a nooner every day. You don't know what a nooner is? Well, I didn't know what a nooner was. But the truth is, some men are that way. Don't you think God takes a condition for that? Does it mean that you just when you finally marry, you just hey, you're hell bound? Well, that's what I was in a church that believed that. Sort of. I won't say everybody believed it. He says, all men cannot receive the saying, save they to whom it is given. I understand this saying. I sure didn't when I was young, and I sure didn't when I got married, but I sure do now. But there are some eunuchs which were so born from another's womb, and there are some others which have made eunuchs of men, and there are eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it.
What if a woman didn't find favor in his eyes?
Well, I'm going to answer that. Yeah, okay. So Jesus then, he says, let him receive it. What happened when they all left one by one? And Jesus asked the woman, he said, where are thine accusers? She said, they're gone. He said, you go also and sin no more. You want me to tell you a fairy tale? You want me to tell you what's the absolute truth? She may have. But it's more likely that she didn't. You're all sitting here with carnal natures. Don't tell me you women have never looked at another man. I didn't know anything about women when I got married. And I kept my kids, my girls, after they got old enough, past the age of, like, for puberty or whatever you call it for them, I don't know. But after they got up above that age, they were always just watching that Clint, that Walker show. Ranger Walker, is that his name? Yeah. And I said, what do you see so fascinating about him? Every one of them gave me the same answer. He's got a cute butt.
Especially if he's got boots on.
Huh?
Especially if he has boots on.
Yeah, now listen. Don't tell me you ladies don't look at some part of a man and say, you know, I should have waited for a cute butt. Listen, no. You don't think like that. But you do look at a man. You just go walk down the street and say, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all good, Jack, well, never mind. Well, never mind. Okay. And what did he say? He said, go and sin no more. Well, isn't that what I'm doing? Isn't that what you're trying to do? Are we succeeding? Don't you ever have bad thoughts? Don't you ever think things you never should think? Don't you never tell your wife about it? God almighty, I told Imogen one time, and I thought she was going to kill me. Women don't think about stuff like that. You belong to them. And when I got to thinking, I said, I am going to cut that out because I love her and I don't want to lose her. And I said, if I do it, I know I'll feel so bad, I'll tell her about it. So that's the story on that. Now, I told you I was going to let you out early, at least on time. Now, over here, I want to start off next week on really getting into the bride. And I wanted to go through that stuff, which is Bible manners and custom stuff. They don't use all that horrible language I use. But some kids don't know what all that means. And they got different words for it, a lot worse than that. But in any case, let's go down to 22:11 in Matthew, if you got your Bibles. Matthew 22:11. And I will rush through this. Because this is another thing. The reason I wanted to start this class up here and ask the other preachers, what do you think? And we agreed to do it. Is because we want you ladies to understand us. We understand ourselves. But it would be nice. We're not asking you to accept this as an excuse. We belong to you. And it's God's will that we belong to you alone. And whenever you have sexual relationships with another woman besides your wife, you're putting two pieces of flesh together that are one, and you're doing a very bad thing. Doesn't send you to hell, but if you want to be miserable for the rest of your life, go ahead and try it. No, don't do that. And when the king came, Matthew 22:11, to see the garments, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. This is a saved man. He's in there. But it's more important to understand he's in heaven. He's in heaven. He couldn't have got in there lost. And he said unto, and he shouldn't have been able to get into that, but God gave us this parable, an earthly teaching. And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou in not having a wedding garment? The weddings, back in Jesus' day, the actual bride's father, it was responsible for giving all the wedding guests a garment when they went in. And I want to go into these garments and show you what they are and what they're like. Now let's look at the garments, the actual reaction of the person that was saved and in there. And he was speechless. He thought he belonged in there. That's exactly what the Southern Baptists believe. They think they belong in there. And most of them are not converted. Many of them are. In the Presbyterian Church, there's all kind of people, Rosie, that are saved, but they never go through the conversion that Peter went through. They never come to partake of Christ, and he doesn't become a personal part of their life. So when you all came over here, well, we rebaptized you. I was surprised you went along with it, but I was very thankful. And I don't think you'd have gone along with it if God hadn't convicted you to do it, either before or after it happened. He says, and he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in here not having a wedding garment? He knew, but he wrote these things so we could profit from it. Because this isn't the Old Testament age. This is the age of grace, and this is the final heaven age. This is when we're up there in heaven. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot. He's still alive, isn't he? Can you work for Jesus if your hands are bound and fit? Listen, some of this you have to understand and picture what Jesus says. You can't work for Jesus with your hands bound. Are the other people's hands bound there? Do the other people have a wedding garment? Yes. Are they inside the walls? Yes. I want to live inside those walls. And take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Missionary Baptist preachers, when I was growing up, taught that was hell. That is not hell. It's exoteroskotos. Could it be hell? Yes. You just listen to all this. When the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, he's not talking about sitting out in the field and just having a picnic and not even bothering to study at all, or doing anything and not bothering to study at all, or not studying at all. He's not talking about that. This is a place of light right here. Jesus indwells the local New Testament church that still teaches the truth. How many people have been saved here and scripturally baptized since it was first organized in the 50s and don't come here anymore and go somewhere else and have departed the faith? How many have? I'm not going to go back and count them, but I've looked at the church log. He says it's a place of less light. All right, can it be hell? Certainly. Why? Hell has no light. You know what darkness is? Scientifically and spiritually, it is a place of no light. But what is the Bible definition? Well, it says a place of less light. It can be someone that lives outside the wall. And when I taught that here, I thought I was going to have a rebellion by some people, and some did leave. Said I was a new lighter, but they were nice enough not to tell the other people in the church. So, I told you I'd let you go early. I got 2 minutes before I let you go early. Next week, I'm going to talk about this man and others. All of them. I'm going to show you all the garments, show you what they mean, show you whether you'll always have legs to walk around in heaven, and prove to you only if you want it. We're headed for something that is so marvelous and so wonderful it goes beyond description, but you can at least take this. You're not going to die and go to hell. But if you want to live inside those walls, you better build a wedding garment by the Spirit of Christ, by letting the Spirit of Christ in you do it. 1 minute, finished.
You didn't answer my question.
What?